This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Former President Donald Trump is blasting the history-making federal indictment against him as ridiculous and baseless in his first public appearance as the charges were unsealed. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking Saturday to the Georgia Republican Convention, the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination for president tried to frame the 37 criminal charges he's facing as an attack not just on him, but his supporters.
In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting aides in his efforts to hide the records, and telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley says Trump faces a formidable task defending himself against the charges he faces.
The 37 counts against him were unsealed in Florida federal court on Friday and include violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice conspiracy, and false statements. National security law experts are struck by the breadth of evidence in the indictment. They say it makes a strong case for prosecutors' allegation that Trump illegally took the documents and then tried to cover it up. Trump's lawyers did not immediately respond to Reuters' requests for comment. In theory, Trump could serve decades in prison if convicted. But analysts say a federal judge has great leeway and could impose a much lighter sentence, especially in the context of a plea deal. Here's former federal prosecutor Jennifer Beadle.
We're in the high 90% of all federal cases.